report, the report, the one back on the report is not just community. That is a report of the social community in respect to the KZN oversight, which was undertaken last year in April 2011.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, just apologies for the DC as well as the issue for KZN. But we have with us Mr. Nung and Senna from the KZN department. Chair, with us also is respective units within the department for monitoring and evaluation, as well as the CFO and planning. Okay, in relation to the presentation that will be done by Mr. Nungu, who is the Chief Operating Officer for KZN, and in respect of the presentation we'll go through, and there are issues I know that are not specifically addressed, which we've indicated we'll take together with the province people. Really, it's been an intensive process that the department has engaged, particularly through the Office of the DG, with the HOD. So, I think without any other political reason, but it's an emergency reason, KZN has received a substantial amount of attention from us. We'll take the question with your permission to ask from Google to.
Thank you very much, Member, also to my counterpart. Just to say, this report is very helpful. While it's very good, we are coming out from the House of Parliament in the Sudan. So, the matter is not easy, but really, the knowledge and the effort we are from the government has undertaken, especially in the area of the city, in the vast side of the market. Especially looking at the Zoom that we should have to raise the quality of the map and even just in the fact that there were those confirmations from the shelf of the committee, I don't know what it said, but we also briefed the whole members about legislation to say what they seen in the ground and what you are doing on the process of that. I think for the first time, the human decision has also increased our confidence. Normally, members who do understand when they read what's been reported and when they do, take the different views, take the book as the current version. So I think we're coming up from that weekend of last week with a kind of a better situation. So I just wanted to say to the members, we are being looked on all sides. So I just wanted to pass this to the chair, that's the only. The performance test was in a time of 2011, and the number of people were undertaken in the following observation. And the department made a number of follow-up sessions together with the national department, and engagement support the facilities of the municipality on those issues that were raised. Progress has been made in a number of projects with that, even this one, in which I have a special chair, the project committed last week, and then 4 weeks later, in a good way, Taylor, Mr. Chisnayas, and also the local minister, who also confirmed that technically we have been done now in the country, then it was being done and progress being made with the project, having gone to our week for approval. This is our matter that we committed to the MEC. So, yeah. And Mr. Chisnayas, which is the wireless issue that the committees are very much aware of. We started with the evaluation of the whole of the wireless project. Because this study we needed to find out some of us don't have the background of this project. So we needed to get funded somewhere in the beginning of the boat, each and every house, to really do a thorough investigation of project. We are expecting a report by NSO of June, and even our own parliament is also waiting for that report as a tentative nature. So it will be shared with the different departments because we do understand the sensitiveness around the wireless project itself. And definitely we take it to the MEC, because this is where it stands now to say, you know, the organization, the MEC can just pronounce that how much of money is needed to rectify each and each of that. Because you couldn't just go and do the plant like approach. My setup was to say we needed to do house-to-house kind of assessment, because we need to be independent from the strategy. No change strategy, but in this case, hundreds of there in Virginia to go and do such setups with the engineering structures and all of those kind of issues. So, yeah, one little conversation today for the portfolio community, you get to get a good setup report. So we are contacting with the civic foundation, with the local party for change, for our community to use it and to the mayor of the city to actually follow these kind of issues that are raised by the portfolio community. So once we get some art and then we go to the dispatching for the position, I think it's a big and from the start. How about the financial support? Municipalities have been enhanced at this level. Remember that this environment has not been decentralized. So we need to decentralize most of the management and land utilities to the various municipalities at a different level, working with them package projects, working with them also to implement and monitor projects. And this is where now for the municipalities who don't have been inspectorate, we are also now developing our own already deployed our own team inspectors to the various municipalities where we work projects. Okay. As a result, the turnaround when it comes to inspecting how we supporting and paying for those programs, payments, they are not delayed. This has been the report that we have taken up by the premier, which has been getting not being paid, not being paid. Therefore, the government also came up very soft. Let's turn around it is there when the scheme was handling and inspection that we need to really verify that the work has been done with funding. It's always good to go. I think that's the consultation that is needed to the final contractor. And if ever the work is not good as well, let's see that we also demolish the building, you know, so that we can really reach that and do our reporting from the something that has been taken in the past. And ongoing monitoring support has been done. So this is where in the MECS in this budget both will be also kind of seeking more support from the local authorities, because we know issues of monitoring the policy getting on both sides of public and local. But I think themselves they are now celebrating the river. This is where they also need to have a good balance. Because most of the aspiring metros like we can see the what we write there's been quite a good focus on the upmarket housing delivery. And the same funding can come to our housing stock of government, there's nothing there. And one extended to us and requires so much of monitoring and evaluation of the upmarket. And then you come to us, the same cover they should be applied when they are really evaluating those problems, is not being applied. And that's what now also the electric TV in their own kind of focus. The telling funds, which is the biggest reported delivery in over the years, they said it's in the range of 7,000 to 7,000. However, for 2011 and 2012, they only managed to deliver 4,800 million tons. So, I think I'm well aware of the issue that we raised in the Manasseh report, and so most of our programs in terms of human equipment were affected by that Manasseh report. In case where proper SCM was not followed, as a result, through our own consultation with SCB, to review the whole appointments of those contractors, appointments of those implementations, and project managers. So they've reached that and the whole setup and measures have been deployed to work directly with SCB to re-institutionalize their own human equipment units and such, so they can really follow proper mutual finance appointment of contractors and appointment of any professional that will be our safety. And I would say, with the support of the mayor and all councillors, we are really moving very fast. And we sincerely hope that with our current financial year, which is starting in July, we'll be able to really move back to that kind of performance. Because for this current financial year, we will have to start for them by packaging 8,500. But Parliament excess are heavily distributed by close to 10,000. That's why they put an excess rate to win. So, and that's where we are trying to move to for this current financial excess rate for the country to put 10,000. So, and we'll be kept after that, that was those missions to work. The method actually is for this 10,000, not 4,000. The biggest concern for our parliament. And like what we highlighted, the issue that are always creeping us in almost even the community, the two opposition have management, because they've been refinancing most of the properties themselves. We find that the community has built more houses, but it would not be paid for those houses. That's because they cannot be paid for a house where they can be charged for their own benefit. So those are the issues that the new mayor is operating with us to try to regularize those inside those houses. Because we know, like in Berkeley, there are a whole kind of 2,000 units to 4,000 units of the country. You find that most of those are wrong beneficiaries. And we know the houses they are there, but like we cannot pay for a wrong beneficiary for all units. So now they also regularize. It's happening in the whole of the community. And this is what now we're carrying. Because we cannot bankrupt and fight it by all means. And this is why we're also been discussing the MPs of Austin. Today, they need to really speed up those issues because lots of administration have for our care. And most municipalities as well, we find that in Zumbay, that for postcard reasons, those things are happening in the past. But with the change in leadership, that's how we can make it in Zumbay. Anything is called that to try and address these issues because they are very close. Sensitive as such, and various media reports have indicated that there's been various strikes and tensions in communities because people know this is my house, allocated to me, issue that was into the MC process. Really. Now, going to be working with our MC to try and assist us because we have on our side and our side, the process is not complete, but we know that it was complete. Because we have verified the units are proper and changing, but during that change, that was happening. People were just taken out and some leaders were being and allocated to investor cars. And so, even now, all the state units were in Zumbay. This was the nature issue that was raised in one area, so we know that. So, just since then, we to be getting the cooperation from COFTA, and they are the custodians of the local municipality. Yeah, I just want to make a correction from this slide and what we have there. The terminal accounts for 7.5 of the common to the wrong direction of land. 7.5 and 7.5 and so far. Yeah. Because they account for most of our land. Maybe with the new census, we'll be getting that in 80%. If you check, most of our hotel towns from all the way from Tatu Valley down to South Cushing, which is our coast. That's where most of our people now will find they are residing. And there's more kind of institute upgrades that are coming in. But what we are getting in the terminal is the issue of institute upgrades and terms that you also visited. That you, even the MC has said, for this current financial year, working with the terminal is just one thing that no one wants to see moving forward. As much as we are saying using USDG grant and all of those issues, but the committee is out there. One was also in their corner yesterday meeting with the slum dwellers and Abatangas and Jondas. And one of the major issues that they wanted to hear from the board of supervisors of the MEC was to say, so that we have pronouncements on 20 roads and some of these slums which are fancy stands, so they do feel that they should be moving to new projects that have been carbonized. Like Columbia and the rest that are happening around the terrain. So, and that's one thing that we are really communicating to the team that we really would like to see this coming to an end. Because if we are trying to catch the government to a permanent end, and really this is why we are putting ourselves we're under pressure to get rid of. In fact, our cabinet have offered in February, they pronounce it very well that it's one plan that they don't want to see moving forward. So the government continues to support the team with eradication of slums and land acquisition and infrastructure support, and which obviously we remember that you are also asking in terms of the SDG where is money going, what these slums are targeted for. also been meeting with this ministry just to finalize the presentation of 72. I have done, we shall do plan with the capital in the countries in various areas of our information, and asking that what sort of things we are going to be getting from the jurisdiction, which is for the first time that everyone is asking those. We have not always been very much involved in the SEC as a country itself. So I think it's much better when also the members here put much pressure to also assist us as well at various levels to come out openly to get information in the right sense. So Colombia is making a good progress, even though there are issues of infrastructure due to security, one is understand, but definitely there is a next slide which also makes me in terms of Colombia being a neutral public project. So national is through the teaching office is working with us on this one in terms of the service community. So but this is going to teach us some lessons because as an IRPC kind of a project, it's really kind of taking us to new kind of ground in the whole of the problem. And there are more expectations on the ground. So one is really hoping that we will need those expectations from the Islam parents and areas in their own, in areas in the IRPC and others in general. Because already countries, they are asking themselves, are we really going to our time to make the best for Colombia or what? So, but more than that, it's integration that all the members of Parliament have been encouraging that we should be putting a cabinet to come up with an allocation policy of integrated racial kind of understanding. So, it's one element that we have also been taking to the local. So the issues of procurement have also been delayed. You can understand with the Manasseh report, so this has been a sensitive issue with the engineering services that have been talked about. Because in one phase, the MM needed to go for retender because we couldn't agree on the way it was done. But definitely now, we are moving forward, but it's an issue that municipal officials need to have to with because of the issues around the procurement and the I've already indicated the issues of beneficiary management and also to say we need to, ETF now needs to finalize the beneficiary list and allocation policy. That's only there because this is one debate that everyone is looking for. Which areas are they going to target and which plans are they really going to prioritize? And from our side, we are in the process of appointing different beneficiary management teams so they can really create a team. So we are getting lots of complaints when it comes to these beneficiary needs in various projects. As much as we do run capacity building programs direct to the municipalities and also to the beneficiaries themselves, and once we let the councils to run these issues on their own, they always come back to bite us. So we are just saying, we need to really play now a supportive role all the way through into a constant decision that is being taken on that to the charities so that everyone can have a transparent process. Because people are saying once you get away from it, lots of issues do occur in that regard. But most of the projects are private projects because we may not be able to be in over 1,000 projects, but there are private projects that we do understand that we are supposed to play a hands-on role in order to make sure that they do follow the right process procedures as well. In terms of rectification, the pre-imposed renovation rectification process through the circular that we got saying that we needed to allocate 10% of our grant to rectification. Currently, we are trying to have a balance as well because we do understand this is what that needs to be done, but the thing should not also hamper new opportunities to be created for those that have never had any access to human technology. So that's the plan that we have also been advising the MEC as it comes to pronouncing. But definitely with us having connected now close to 54,000 units that in actually all townships have been assessed. So the pronouncement that the MEC is doing in this budget was to be improved the whole areas of Kwama, Mulad, Marandrich in terms of the previous issue, House of Delegates and House of Representatives, we are covered in terms of that. And we've also been in consultation with the family and all the other people, so that they can also be out in the attending, because we need to have a good plan. If we are going to say it's a 10-year program, we know that it's going to be a 10-year program, everyone knows it's going to be 10 years, covering all these kind of countries. And so, and also to also, to manage it very well, not to have any kind of issues unmasked in that process. So, I would say this is one issue that Madam Chair, that one would like to come later into this committee with a proper plan to indicate to you to appraise it without have to take it forward. Because it's going to be a big problem in terms of based on the assessment that has been conducted and the work needs to be done. But most part of it is in the community, as I said. If anyone understands the community, the former House of Delegates area, the former House of Representatives area, and even the argument which is former House of Councils, that's how far it goes. So, yeah, and we have quite a bit of support from the community council in this area. I think we've been waiting to hear what was our plan with regards to this kind of a program. And in terms of the IGR, with the new councillors that we moved in, everyone was trying to find out exactly how we need to start now as human settlement. And but most part of it, I think, has been the issue of... the policy that we had in 1994 record. This is the verification program itself. Between 1994, this also happens with the PDDPS, which is an enhanced extended exam benefit scheme. What we are looking at the 1994 kind of programs. These were things in 1950s, in quarter stock, post 5, 1950s, with respect for market townships, 1950s, 1980s. And most of it, if you look at the house units, it's more than, there are more than 40 square meters in 1950s, because those house units are 50 square meters. And for our policy, we only have 40 square meters. This has been one issue that has been an issue of contestation between there has been a conversation between ourselves and the municipalities in that regard, Madam Chair. So that's why I'm just saying, in terms of policy, we find that only those gaps in between which we are offering is not always what was expected there. But through communication and consultation, we have been able to take these handlers through these kind of issues, because we cannot wait for the policy to be reviewed by what needs to be done. I think that's where we found ourselves. Yeah. As that now what we've said, a ceiling has got to be put, we have put a ceiling in place to say for any most of our reports that highlighted in the submission to the MEC on this presentation within a ceiling to say a cost of about 50,000 to be the cut off for any replication of any unit in the ceiling. So we report the limit that is there. So whatever issues that have got to be attended, whatever spec that is there, has got to be assessed to that level, because we cannot have a house that goes to 90,000 times that has been in the past. Some during the 2010 still that we have some houses ended up costing about 150,000 right, just to on verification alone. And those are kind of issues that you are saying we should have a good kind of clear balance. So those are issues that we manage now and we also have it down to really manage issues of that nature, need proper consultative processes to be in place. And I'll say we've already passed those elements and people now understand how we're going to run the program in a much more cost effective manner, because really we couldn't explain those issues. The program just went out of hand and to really detail those expenses when they started out in the same level. So within the 1994 houses, between 1994, the story normally has to go to the design that way outside of our school. I don't know if that's the thing is much better. Okay. So yeah, I'm 90R, I'll say here the issues of that are still quite taking up the issues between ourselves and and local government, especially the water authority. So they are the ones who are supposed to provide the infrastructure to our program.
But now we set up a good cabinet, the offer in February, pronouncement was made, also hoping to work with us in the various districts and draft to really coordinate those issues. So we've already now started to unlock quite a number of projects. So we took this draft and hope that to look into the water authorities. Because normally, quite with our development on the ground, but we see, we find that this is the question that the water authorities and their programs are going so far different from what the local has prioritized. So that alignment is still not, is still an issue that we are also now working on to try and force a proper kind of coordination between the grants that are sitting at this district and those that are sitting at local. The result in some of the programs is in 30 languages, for example, now going to switching the fourth sector of KZN, and ELM is one that is next to the Kinshasa airport, when it's going on, Ali, so in those areas. You find that most of the projects that are targeting in former economic output are held up because the district is not prioritizing those projects in allocation. And right now we're putting on cost that we can use the needs of the local municipalities to really fund the bus infrastructure for those communities. Because you find that those 2,000 units that are affected, that's because of bus provision. The money is around just a matter of things. So as a result, we've got certain agreements that are being signed by local now, and it is to utilize this money to unlock some of our projects in that regard. So those are a kind of learning lessons that we are taking to understand when we do get involved in this IGR thing. In that way, I think that it has improved even the relations in that regard. And obviously, we've established strong relations with NHPRC, Social Regulatory Authority, NHSC, with the NUSLIPS and NATURE, and HDA, in terms of housing development agencies. Yeah, so I've already indicated the location of infrastructure. All that one would like to indicate is that, yeah, in terms of art, services, in all of our systems, in some of the systems like the Tonke, which is right in the meeting of meetings of platforms when it was part of the Tonke, so there's a real problem. That's where we find that most of the projects are done. That's because really the issue is going to be and this is one issue that we're taking up to cabinet and definitely. I know the premier is getting very happy to informate through the work force and the authority to try and see how can we take it up in terms of going to meet these challenges.
They don't have time.
I would say if you look into their ICTs and meet allocations from the draft, you find that really, their priorities are not aligned to the local poverty. And as such, the whole thing that comes back to that, there is no funding for our project. And when you go, as officials, you go through to these documents, you find that they are really looking at different priorities from what the locals are looking at. So you find that. The local authorities, the locals that water program, the developers on the ground, and so that alignment is never So this issue of having, even with regard to the acquiring methods, you find that this is sort of like cities that go, cities that what you use, ladies need, new cartels. Those are real aspiring methods, as we call them in our city of instance of the growing families right now. But they are really not controlling any issues when it comes to water activity. As a result, we need as much as the towns are growing, they are affected. In all of our programs, RCC, the informal settlement system, not a target for us, the economy. Because the district, obviously, we are seeking the money, looking at maybe the rough sanitation, the rough water sanitation. Without having to look into whether are we going together in terms of people to attend those areas. And this has been one issue that we have raised with government to say we need the district to really take back and really work with us in terms of people to achieve our target. Not only our target, but this is improving the provision of the services in those areas where people are residing currently. supporting this. We need your support. Yeah. In terms of sanitation, I would say this area, the one we've just been contacted with by the missionaries, which has still needed to follow up on sanitation programs that are in the province. And as I indicated, we still have support to find our work, to really understand most of the projects that they are running. We also just a couple of meetings just for them to say what sanitation is happening in other IDP, Bula Trust, and all of those out there that are there. So that even our support is taken into account. Because I think even the district in those areas have not been able to manage these projects very well as such. So this is one area that we still have to really take ourselves as we've been taking ourselves daily when it comes to what I think is just from this one also. And the new area of work that we have to get ourselves to really understand what is working. Yeah. In terms of school budget, we don't have much of them other than the wire wall, those that we are really attending to. But even now, one of the pronouncements that one is saying to the family that a project should not be even be approved without proper confirmation of bulk, proper confirmation of almost all of the sensitive issues that the project is needed before it's approved. Because most of the projects that we've seen in the project was approved once we start when they were saying there were no services next to that project. And committee will never even move to that house and move it complete. So I'll say in hindsight now we've learned as well to say we need to really put our stuff in order so that this will really do get things organized to a certain extent that we know that the project is set to move. Like we've seen in various projects now, a proper project of 2,000 units, we're still them taking about 18 months to complete. And now we've seen delivery happening way in that sense was all of the issues that they're supposed to be, they were attended to, were there, in terms of provision of water, services, and the like. And even in terms of what needs to be done correctly. So we rather spend more time doing the township establishment and those kind of issues that are needed to make the project run rather than just install right in the midst of the project. Those homes never understand exactly what they would think that someone is stolen the money whenever they see something stolen. And that's why we're saying with them say now we want to really make sure that we don't have many stolen projects. It can be issues of social tension that do arise in any program, but not issues of technical infrastructure and all of those kind of issues. But what we're also saying is that land number of inappropriate land allocated by the structures and informal settlements. The informal settlement is one we agree. What we've got to discuss, we've got to move them out of the way for infrastructure to be installed. And as far as those are issues that are unprecedented dealing with in the way. Even in the papers we've read, where people have been marching to say they don't want to move out of the way, people who had bigger houses, now obviously we're in ways of infrastructure. Those are kind of issues that obviously we have to deal with any problem, if ever it's a public project. And we've seen it around the way most of the time, because the threat of the settlements are happening. People with bigger houses that need to be taken out of the way of the old, of the way of the water pipe connections and all of those kind of issues. So we can't stop it. We can't stop it, but it's obviously it's a major thing to say we need to manage them in a much more better manner. And this is where the mayor's office has also been playing an important role to us. They do understand which are those areas, like the Makeleni, Kemon, Mawoti, Minanda. So there are some settlements that you know it's very dense, but at the same time, we need to provide services. And somehow, it's a matter of having to be able to meet with the man, make a project. At what stage is the project held and what are the issues that are experiencing and what are we going to be seeing happening as we move with some of those projects. And that the communication that we've established between the embassy and the mayor of HMW is just going to make them aware. Because it's not an embarrassment that the mayor is reading the newspaper now, saying that people are going to vote those nuclear houses are in the way of the state. And now it's been a job. So through that, we have also learned to take it upon ourselves to really brief them on some of those issues. On the issues of land, I think this one, the only areas where we are really kind of in the happen set up, we are now covered with HPA and ourselves, and all the operating very well to acquire the land that we do need. But then we really go to the areas of the Myanmar Trust, we do get some challenges sometimes. Like homeland, and also in some areas where some of the teams want to have some control over some control over how land is acquired and all of those kind of issues. But we have already established a steering committee with the Myanmar Trust to try and make them aware of where are we really taking development in which areas, in which farmer posts are going to be affected. And also to extend some of Amaposis in that regard, because we have felt that Amaposis, as much as you would say, they are the ones who are doing allocations, but even Guina, they are the ones who are on the ground. And we've seen what happened during the issues of Insina, where they were allocating to in sensitive areas, and when the disaster came, most people were affected. So I'm using this experience of gentrification now, targeting areas of Insina, and others that are of sensitive nature to take them through these kind of issues. As much as we are also looking for land for human settlements, but we are not saying we are going to be taking the whole plot of Amaposi. But we still need land for human settlements in terms of schools, crashes, and the like. And there's been so much of cooperation in the areas of Nisina, for example, where we never expected Amaposi to cooperate with you. But they do come, and when they see it, what you have from the in terms of our plan. And I think we have to upstream Luna level to say this is how land we allocated this area and this is how human settlements are taking up some of it as part of our project. So, but in other areas, the land consultation has opened up conditions for farm workers, and it's one area where we are really kind of interested to work in, especially even in areas of Aoi, where there are lots of farms where we're working with even farm owners themselves to really allocate some of the portions for farm workers. And there's been quite a positive response when it comes to this one farm workers. So in the past, we never got many projects coming in, but currently, we are finishing quite a number of projects when it comes to farm workers, and so much of cooperation that is there, even from the landowners themselves, to identify proper plots that can be used in a certain manner for these purposes of farm workers. This is one area, the disaster management, I would say, is one area that we have had quite a serious backlog that we are in the chair. But I'm glad to say that we have already completed the tender process where we are already deploying contractors now to deal with disasters up to 2009. Because as we came into the office, we found that there were some lots of disasters that happened in the past that were not completed. So without that update, we've appointed now quite a number of about 15 contractors in the various issues to really concentrate on the issues of disaster management and the backlog that are there. But also to say, in the province, we've got what we call operations massacre. This is really looking at your cases of special cases, like the ones that you normally see on SAPCCB, touching lives, cases of that nature. Because when they're waiting for a project, there are always those sensitive cases of people who fall in houses and all of those kind of issues. They cannot wait for a project to start. So as we have through the senior initiatives, we have already been identifying quite a number of families in various cases which needed this intervention. So as human settlements were also participating in through it, because most of those cases, what has been quite stressing is that they are also the same cases that have been identified by disaster. So when you go to that house, you find that the same house that was in your disaster leads to the same house that is often in the case, maybe in the offense, maybe in the family, all of those kind of issues. But these are deserving cases, emergency cases that the ministry normally approves. So they are all treated within the disaster management element in our program. And the IA performance, at this stage, I would say it's called on us to have a close monitoring system. For anyone who's failing to really stick to their own programs, letters of non-performance go out. If a person still fails to really perform that is already required. But that has been interesting as well. The Premier also announced fully state of the province to say we should be promoting not more than 4 projects, the IA, thinking in the future. And this thing has now been going around the province. What we have told the Premier to say, what you see is that people do ban projects as they move along. A person will keep a community waiting for 10 years while you see delivery in 2. And that experience has taught us to say we need to monitor exactly how people perform. Because while our province is very large, the rest might be sitting in the North Coast in countries that have 2 projects and is supposed to wait in South Coast to deliver. While they normally do, they prioritize the ones that are in North Coast. Wait up until it's 90% really relocate to both sectors. And that's what we've been saying now. And most of them, you find that really, they are really concentrating in areas where they know that they've got capacity to work within. You find now that the IA that moves all around the province just because he wants to be creating projects and meeting people for 10 years while he's finishing other projects. So this is where we have found that really the IA performance is, and if you look in terms of our expenditure passing before the park, just this past 8 weeks in this current financial year, this is how our government is moving. As much as we've increased our target through the conversation with National, we are seeing that our ideas are doing much better because we are really recognizing each and every district and every local squad how the IA is performing. And you can even notice if it's for another project in another district, what the correlation of that. And definitely you can see through that we feel that people are going to be really focus their energies where they are best suited to work in. Like for example, I'm working in Zululand, I've been the best kid and working my project in Zululand, not finding myself going all around, doing trying to promote myself, even people not getting many houses in their future. So that has been quite an issue. And there's been a common element. So if you go to one of there's one IA, you go to Kibistar Salt, you are competing for one IA. You go to Moy River, it's the same IA. So why come on that you find the same IA not performing in other areas, also not performing in another municipality? And this has been very easy to notice when we are really hands-on in our work in this regard. So I would say that's why the number of applications in court cases has also increased, because we are really firing them left, right, and center in that regard. So if you do hear that you are always in court, we are really trying to control this element. You can't be able to do non-performing in this area of work, because it really gives us a bad name in such. The department has worked hard on managing project timeline project then for 6 months and project construction 40 units per month. This has been how we do the demand that each and every contractor on the ground needs to be able to 40 units per month. Most of our terrain we do understand, and that's what that is the standard now norm that we achieve to say. From any construction, we are expecting to see 40 units per month on a good day without any rain. But some of them have been able to really stop hard yet. You know, but that's what we are really, when we sit down now, Monday meeting, to look into the expenditure and also to deliver on the ground, that's what we are looking for. And it seems to pick up any idea was not delivered, maybe just because they are really concentrating in another area of work. And we are able to call it IA and say, the trend is really not up to our standards. We've always gone to 20 houses. What are the issues here? So I'm just trying to make the committee understand that what goes in behind the scenes when it comes to these issues. Hotels, this is one area which you understand province we are struggling with. 7 years for the latest hotels, and we are going for a summit in fact by next week. Have to even get into the whole gist of things. Because we've been spending some money to really convert some of them to CRU, but we've not even started in some of the major hotels. And one element that the MEC has been saying is that we can't spend any money up until the community itself has committed that when we do convert these hotels, they will take ownership of them and also be able to help beneficiaries that they will to pay. Because in our hostels, if you look at commercial hostels currently, it's overcrowded, lots of things will happen, and as a result, people who are unemployed, you find them in those hostels. And that's why we are saying, basically, we want them to arrange those that do qualify to be in a project, upload all to go to that model, and for those who are going to be able to pay in terms of rentals to be afforded that opportunity. So those are the kind of negotiations through the summit we'll be getting ourselves around, because we really, every province has said, even cabinet has said, we need that to be able to get in and see how we move, but more than that, to try and really indicate that we can implement it for the 50. Because really, if you look at how cost has been done, within the city itself, we don't want to be putting more money without the top up and offering some commitment of the community to say, we are really putting these money in correctly, and that's what we do not have to be safe. So only for the 50 extreme, there's what we're seeing from the whole participants within the community region. So the last slide is one of MEP. I think I've touched on this one, because in all of what we do now, on a daily basis, we do conduct our performance assessment on various programs that we do have. Because we have learned from what National has been saying, that we can't reach up until it's federal to say we can't spend. So as I'm saying, as I'm here with you now, one, understand what we see on a weekly basis. On a Monday, we know exactly what our government is moving forward. So, and I think even the department, we have to come to a point of reference to be at that level of reporting. So that's where we see that we are still lacking in terms of them to come to that level of reporting. As we do, we have to make sure that we do see for our money of delivering these things to the government. So, Madam Chair, I think one which has this is a provincial strategy in terms of our international strategy in the province. Because we do align our these are the major notes, as I've been calling them, all of the notes which are what we use are actually airports. Those are part of our provincial strategy that we now have to link up to those nodes when we do most of our projects. And that's why I'm calling them as far as metro as well, because that's where new cities are going to be born, that's where most of the infrastructure needs to go. So we are not just putting projects all over the place now, we are really targeting as a public in certain nodes of our area. No, the notes are still only the secondary notes, they are primary notes, secondary notes, and this way. So all of those are part of the GDS, as I'm not prepared to see them, but they are primary notes, secondary notes, and regional standards. So what I'm saying, I cannot find myself thinking how I start of those notes that have been highlighted in our GDS. So it depends exactly. So you know, if you're taking the notes.
No,
no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. If I can open it up for you to see exactly where the sectors are lying in the whole of the province. We call POPSA the only gateway to our province. So, Kanyagut, POPSA, those are gateways to our province. I have got to have something happen in those areas. So, but what we've been seeing in the past, we're also bringing in areas where there were no activity. And that's what I'm saying. In Namakos, you understand now, you cannot go and build in areas where there's no activity. Even in Qatar, where there's supposed to be development, we have not been doing anything in Katamba. What of course we take to Katamba, we should take this as the open source
of the
movement.
Where is the last development? What do you mean by the first? Where is the last development? You mean those people are actually in some kind of one or
something? Yeah, from a kind of thing, yeah. Yeah, for me, Amakaya, the group point program civic center, which is calling in most of them, if you look at India, the overbook is fairly coming from. Next to the airport. Is Amakaya in particular, the airport is just about 20 kilometers away.
Amakaya, everything at every
my big question here is on the beneficial orders. On your rectification, we talk about 64,000 units in the province needing rectification. We've done an assessment. What I would like to ask is, what is the cost of the rectification program? We've done the assessment. You know what needs doing. Some houses need complete demolishing and rebuilding. Others need perhaps a little bit of rectification. What is your assessment of the value that is needed? And you talk about the 10-year program and costs for escalate. Have you taken that into account? I don't really need that to get on top of this program in 10 years. But it does mean that as we move forward now, the quality of the houses is going to be extremely well managed. Chairperson, and I should do one. Yes, Ezekiel, let me pick up on another one in Ezekiel. They dropped from 16,000. I know in one time, I mean, you went right up to 20,000 delivering units in 6 months. Maybe it's because of all the poor quality we were shoving them up. But of great concern is the fact that we've dropped to 4,800, and I see in their current budget talking about 8,500 units. So the plan is to reduce the number of units considerably. We've expressed the concern that it has reduced. What is your plan to ensure that there is a bigger delivery of housing at the level of getting credit? And that Manasseh report, just if we, that's one little one here. Is that full report out now? Because I'm just reading a lot about bits of the report, bits of the report. Is the full report out? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Honourable Borman on the generalisation in the report. Actually, when I look at the Venezuelan slide, there's a certain slide, bullet 3, where the letter has used part of the USGD to provide basic services to the people living in the public region. It still remains in the question, how much has been used and what basic services? And the next bullet also, where the department continues to support the local in education, informal settlements, and so on and so on. You still again there remain with a question. Couldn't you have some examples of the informal settlements? You can't quite a specific thing that way. And where, for instance, on the intergovernmental relations, regular sessions with the districts are held, but how often it could have been called for like monthly or quarterly, half yearly or yearly? I think to ask that is have a better meaning. Now, I have two specific questions, Chairperson. I wasn't part of the delegation, but there are two areas of interest in the response to the report. For instance, in the Umzinkulu area, there is something in the report about the Umzinkulu municipality, where it says the committee was informed that the municipality inherited some process from the Eastern Cape, and I think it's a process, both of the DPC and River Flight. Now, and it says that River Flight, the project has been it's been blocked. That's what it says there. So I wanted to find out what the situation is with that River Flight project. Because, there's a bad project, we all know. Because that's a waste of funds of the government, of the people's health. not having any sanitation. I want to find out if Solution would be to run a program on sanitation. If then the conductor, in this case I understand it's IDC for Umzum School, if the conductor decides, for instance, as part of the work in constructing the toilet, must be done by the community or the owner, the beneficiaries rather. What arrangement is made with the budget? Because there's already a budget to say each unit will cost so much. But now here comes the contractor. And to tell the people in the rural area who don't really maybe even read the paper, they don't know about this regulation, they don't know about the project. They just see people from the government coming to say, we're going to bring toilets for you. But you have to do the digging yourself. So what do we do with that? What do we do with that situation? Because I've got a definite example of an area in India where the conductors have come, but they are saying to the people, dig your own toilet. I have a problem with that. Because number one, the standards. What standards are going to be observed there? Then number two, of course, and mainly the budget. What happens to the money that was has put aside for the digging of the toilet? We don't know what else they're going to ask the people to do for themselves. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. That's again did not a good day. And it's also not in the best interest of the people that we call. Really. I don't actually know where to start. But I'm going to start off by saying in the 18 years of democracy in this country and governance, it is just not acceptable that we keep on hearing about turnaround strategies. When are we going to stop the turnaround? When are we going to move forward? And I want to start by saying, I don't think that matters. Or let me first point out how I see government. We all know, Chairperson, I might not come to my question, but it is important that I say what I'm about to say. We all know that national government or that provincial government is dependent in almost all nine provinces is above 90% of the intervention from national that goes there to implement on the various services that need to be delivered to the people. In our case, county. So a section of that equitable share case. Now I don't think that national government is really keeping the provinces accountable to have their strategic plan in place to deliver on housing. And then of course we also know that municipalities delegates get money from and certain processes between the municipalities and the provinces takes place. Not even, I don't think that all the provinces are on target with making sure that the relationship between provinces and municipalities are far better. We keep on rolling up teams to go in, and where does these teams come from? Is it again going to be extra staff that's going to be paid and all of that? That is just in between. So I'm concerned about the functioning of our three spheres of government. And we know that two of them are running parallel, which is the B municipality and the district municipality. Of course, the services and the functions that they have is completely different. And I just feel that the message that I want to give out to our national department is, and our province here, and in particular the national department, that some way a directive is sent out to the spheres of government. You know, once I think our spheres of government understand their functions, their roles, what they are supposed to do, because there's either IDP process, Chairperson, you know how all you refer to the IDP process, but it's not taken seriously. It's not taken seriously by political leaders, it's also not taken seriously by government. But that is the one process that is guided by the Meaningful System Act that gives the liability of municipalities to put that in place, because that becomes the budget. Then there's a spatial development framework that has to do with where are we going to have what, and we have now a better indication for the national development plan on how we must go about the spatial development framework. After that, is the HDA. How are the HDA actually working with the provinces and our municipalities? There doesn't seem to be proper communication and proper understanding as to what needs to be done. There should not be a problem to release land at this point in time, because there is tools that sit to be able to reach that. We could just come and we complain and we complain, but there's no vision of something true is going to happen for the people out there. And then I just want to touch, I'm not going to get to my question, Jason, but this is only a quarter of what I wanted to say, but the time is not going to allow. What I want to maybe just suggest is the 1994, the pre-1994 houses. I would really like the province to give us a report on what it is that they want to tell us about this. Because I know that I was part of the transitional period before 1994, where the sub-economic housing, or the houses that belong to the state, people had the opportunity to actually buy those properties. And there were very clear criteria in which it was supposed to be done. What I've done then, I was a councillor in Podari, and in particular in Langebaan area, which was my ward, is finally, I mean, in the beginning, people had to pay for a whole 7,500. I brought that amount down with everything by first examining what is happening, what is the situation of the people and all of it, and then I took in a report. And those people, I think it was 86 hours, were eventually given and title deeds were given to the people of Langebaan without paying a cent. Because I, as counselor, I did my work. I investigated. So if the province can just please give us a report on specifically what is happening with these houses before 1994 and why is this still an issue today.
From 1994, nothing has happened in those areas. That is the area under the municipality, in the area called Odeyemiya. I don't remember which year, where they. I did not understand whether they explain how to explain or what. Because whenever you're going to the story, you have to convey. Because if you go to one, you can't say never anything back. You have to go with that thing.
The relevant department, the relevant municipality, and the relevant structure to deal with the relevant issues carry out their mandate. Now, if you don't have a thorough and proper synchronization of all of these, defining the duties and functions, we are just going to be shifting the goalposts. Chairperson in a soccer match, the dribbling is very important. It is the scoring of the goal. But I want to welcome your presentation based on thorough honesty and the challenges that you face. But Chair, I honestly believe that if you're dealing with the Tigray, you have to have time. Definitely. There's a huge range of issues. But I'm not going to labor on the issues. I'm not going to labor on the Chair, I think you have hit the nail on the head. And I'm glad that you made reference to single ISIS down in the south. This is where the bulk and the majority of the informal settlements are. And I must say to you, it is sad. When you make emphasis on the issue of disaster management, we need to know what is the prerogative. Your disaster management fund addresses what kind of challenges. Because I have been during the disaster time, and people in the informal settlements and in the south here, I tell you, Chair, I cannot find the words to express the devastating challenges that they experience. But I don't want to label the department as being the problem of the issue. It is a natural disaster. But I think we need to have innovators, and we need to have good plans in place to deal with these kind of issues. And the presenter has made it very clear about the terrain. This is another challenge, of course, in your time. And therefore, in your special framework, you must be addressing these challenges and ensuring that when you're acquiring funding, this is taken into consideration. Then the other issue is of importance is that the issue of the beneficiary list, and you touched on that issue, and honorable performance as well, on the issue about, you know, there are people that are displaced from around the area in Kenobia. And I think that your interaction with the Kigweni municipality is of paramount importance. But I want to say very respectfully that I had the opportunity to sit in one of the meetings with the Kigweni municipality. And I believe that these informal settlements, Slum Kerem, I can't just get the name of the farm, it's allocated somewhere around Kenobia. And recently there were protest marches of over 400 people that they were waiting up until 2000 to have their homes updated. I understand that in terms of the Kigweni municipality, you have to have these projects registered by 2002, and those are the projects that are currently receiving attention. Now, what has happened to those projects that don't fall within that framework? We cannot say to them that because you don't fall into that framework, you have not been registered, we have not acquired funding for you, and therefore you are not eligible for upgrade. Please check on those issues. Chair, we don't want to labor the issue about infrastructure, health services, there were challenges. But KwaZulu-Natal currently has a positive attitude and a very focused direction in dealing with these challenges. And to this end, I had several meetings with the MEC of Human Settlement in the province. And we welcome his positive attitude in addressing this kind of thing, especially confronted by the informal settlement on Transfer. The issue of the pre-1994-1996 is a clear issue. I want to commend my colleague here for lowering the price of the phone. But we welcome government policy. I mean, you had the 4 of 87 circular, and government placed a moratorium on rentals. And many of the poor benefited out of that project. But I don't want to say how many houses I transferred. I must commend the policy of government that came about to address these issues. But I commend your hard work. I think we have moved on from the subsidy of 4 of 87 circulated to the enhanced standard discount benefit scheme, and we have touched on that issue. There are challenges within that area. There are challenges of capacity amongst municipalities. There is an issue about your rectification within the enhanced standard discount benefit scheme. You made mention about a capping figure of 50,000. Chair, I must respectfully submit that is a distorted version of how the policy is actually implemented in certain areas. I know that the department and the DG have and the national department have made several investigations into the area, and must say their investigations into certain projects have proved fruitful, and they are addressing the shortcomings of those issues. But I want you to ponder on these things, because we cannot just come and report that everything is hunky-dory, but down on the ground, it is not the same. There are challenges on the ground. Chair, I believe you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
When you say you are going to notify 10 units, tell us where are the units, what is the time, what is the cost. That's one of the numbers. Second fault on disaster. This fault is over. There's a fault. If you go back to our, we have a country that they must provide a literally expense of that 33 million. That was spent on disaster. We said they must tell us which area. Go by the machine, go by the bay back shelter, which is about drink and a man, and then by after that. We need a specific report on the Abbasai Matanjong. The report here is clear. In our report, it's a clean report. So we wanted to report to that are relating to that report. We needed an information on the title deed. After we call it story, so that if these are some higher, they are not going to receive the title deed. We want to know how are you doing right now. We need a report on Imbali. We have Imbali 13. We have Imbali, there's another Imbali. Before we have put any of the men alone in Zani, we have a band, Abba Chongene. Malam so. Everything. Because the last report in Sabasio, that go and address that issue at the Nompumene. The toilet. Before we have put don't matter for the comment that this is a what have you done? The department, national department, together with yourself. We want to know. Someone must have known for me, but I said, I'm so lana. I want to know the report. I'm so lana. I'm so lana. I'm so report. And that's in the world. I'm so lana. Why should the department see a man that's not so well that the overtime? How is this agent in the lana? I said, Nisube Niyak. Natolish. Who could this the past after to do before the one at the time they were in the new one and they were the new one? Let me cut them. The wire and the wire and the most of the money in the Nancy. Nancy cut them. You like to be 10 cells, but they still put and get the year to some good assessment. One person to power cover the assessment. What in the world we have? How many assessments have been done? The benefit is who can have those things to wear up? Half of that for the Slade Pacon. Look at that guy, half of that for Kona Kona Umamu Kulai. We need a direct report with La Mama was here the last because we gave a directive with La Mama. The department might be one in the social development who had well the land. That was the committee report. We wanted just even that was a social job. You are responsible. That is your responsibility. What happened to that? My mother said she had to move from Zimbabwe to Afghanistan. Up until now, we don't have that report. Ever since we were not pioneers, since we were from Bulawayo, we even left a copy of some documents that we were not allowed in that community. We left them in the province. To sit in Iraq, have you signed this issue as the province and then you report that is where another other issue. What is the situation now? Because this is too general. It does not address the issues as on as that is bonile, as on as that is that. The issue of time planning is still
Thank you.